Telc. English B2. Business. Mock Examination 1. Listening Comprehension Part 1. You will hear a business news program. First, you will have half a minute to read the items. Then you will hear the text. You will hear the text only once. Then you will have time to answer the questions. Decide if the statement for each of the items is true, plus, or not true, minus, and mark your answers on the answer sheet. Now you will have half a minute to read the items. Now listen to the news program.
And here's tonight's business news, brought to you by U.S. Tonight. Sales of Ford motor vehicles fell 14% in July, compared with the year-ago period, the Dearborn automaker said Wednesday. For the first 7 months of the year, Ford's total vehicle sales were down 12.1% from the same period a year ago. The Chrysler Group of Daimler Chrysler saw a 3% decline in vehicle sales last month. Year-to-date, Chrysler Group sales are off 9.5%. Meanwhile, German automakers Volkswagen, Audi, and BMW all reported strong U.S. sales in July. Volkswagen sales were up more than 6%. Audi reported its best July ever, with vehicle sales rising 22%. BMW saw its July sales increase 26%. Japanese automaker Subaru said it had a record July with a 7% increase in sales. Air Canada said Wednesday it will slash 4,000 more jobs, or another 10% of its workforce, and scale back its fleet after a sharp drop in business travel triggered a much deeper than expected second quarter loss. Wendy's International, the number 3 U.S. hamburger chain, said its second quarter earnings rose 11%, boosted by restaurant openings and increased sales at its Wendy's Hamburger and Tim Hortons donut chains. Wendy's said net income increased to $56 million, or 47 cents per share, from $50.7 million, or 43 cents per share a year ago. Wall Street analysts had expected 47 cents a share. Delta Airlines, which in recent months settled two labor disputes involving its pilots, now faces union organizing drives amongst mechanics and flight attendants. The Aircraft Mechanics Fraternal Association and Association of Flight Attendants Unions both said Thursday they are collecting signature cards and plan soon to petition the National Mediation Board to seek representation elections for the number 3 U.S. Airlines 10,000 mechanics and 20,000 flight attendants. Delta opposes the organizing drives. As part of cost-cutting, Northwest on September 1st will stop serving 11 of its 17 alternative meals that have been available to domestic passengers flying in coach. All choices will remain available for higher-paying business and first-class passengers and all international travelers. Specialty meals being discontinued in coach include the baby infant meal, child meal, diabetic low carbohydrate, liquid diet, gluten-free, lactose milk protein-free, low-calorie cholesterol fat, low-sodium and soft diet. It's Asian spicy vegetarian, Hindu, kosher, Muslim, vegetarian non-dairy and vegetarian dairy, ovo-lacto will remain as alternatives. England's High Court cleared the way in London Thursday for a class action suit against up to 30 airlines worldwide over blood clots suffered by passengers on long-haul flights, dubbed economy class syndrome. Claimants argue that a combination of cramped flying conditions and long hours in the air give rise to the condition. World Airlines have said there is no definite proof linking the problem to air travel, but some have agreed to help a World Health Organization study into whether a link exists.
Part 2. You will hear a text. First, you will have 1 minute to read the introduction and the items. Then you will hear the text. You will hear the text only once. Then you will have time to answer the questions. Decide whether the answer is A, B, or C, and mark your answers on the answer sheet. Now you will have 1 minute to read the introduction and the items. A guided tour. You're taking part in a guided tour of a company, Fox High Tech Communications.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Fox High Tech Manufacturing Plant. As you can see, this is the reception area. Our new plant was finished about 6 months ago, and I'm pleased to be able to say that we managed to keep the whole operation right on budget and almost on schedule. The whole plant took 18 months to complete and was the result of a 1.6 billion euro investment. If you'll follow me, we'll first go and have a look at the Research and Development Centre. There's some highly advanced work going on here at the moment, and I'm sure you'll appreciate that we can't show you all of it. But as you can see from here, they're testing new ways of making computer chips. These chips are used not only in personal computers, but also for mobile phones, different kinds of household goods such as televisions, washing machines, in fact, virtually every sort of household and industrial equipment under the sun. There are about 50 R&D staff working here. Now we'll just go quickly across into the building opposite. This way, please. This is the company gym. Our policy is to provide a healthy environment for our employees, who can make full use of these facilities free of charge. And at lunchtime it gets quite full, I can assure you. We also do not permit smoking anywhere in the company buildings, and of course, no alcohol. But as you'll see, there are plenty of machines for cold drinks, coffee and tea. Now we'll go back to the main building. If you'll follow me. Well, we are now back in the main building in the training centre. It's where most people start their careers at Fox High Tech. All new employees are introduced to the company and the company culture and are shown some of the production techniques we use, which are quite different to procedures adopted in other companies. Here here we come to the actual production area. We can't go inside, I'm afraid. Access is only permitted to authorized staff. I can well imagine that some of you would love to have a look round, but there are one or two secrets we would like to keep to ourselves. I'm sure you appreciate the situation. In any case, you would need special clothing before entering the factory. At the beginning, we did have a few teething problems, but that's quite normal. But most of them have been ironed out, so that we're almost running at maximum capacity. And we look forward to years of trouble-free production. Now here we are in our logistics unit. Over there, you can see the access area for trucks to take the goods away. Most of them are taken to Gatwick or Heathrow Airport for delivery all over the world. Right. Well, now we come to the end of our brief tour. This is the company restaurant, which caters for about 450 lunches a day. We would like to offer you a small snack. So, if you just tell the staff what you'd like, they'll be pleased to serve you. And if there's anything else you'd like to know about the company, just fire away. I'll do my best to answer any questions you may have. Otherwise, thank you for coming. I hope you've enjoyed the tour.
Part 3. You will hear 7 short pieces of information. First, you will have 1 minute to read the introduction and the items. Then you will hear the text. You will hear the text only once. Then you will have time to answer the questions. Decide whether the answer is A, B, or C, and mark your answers on the answer sheet. Now you will have 1 minute to read the introduction and the items. Worldwide Communications. A business meeting. You are attending a business meeting on international communication links with Eastern Europe. There are 7 other people at the table. The meeting starts with a round of introductions. You know what kinds of work the people are involved in, but you've never met them personally. Match each person to 1 work description.
Okay, good morning everybody, and welcome to Luxembourg. This is the European headquarters of Worldwide Communications, and we now have offices in almost 20 countries around the world. Our expansion programme is now extending into Eastern Europe and Russia, which is basically the reason for the meeting here today. It's essential for us to establish reliable links with countries in Eastern Europe that will ensure communication with our offices, partners and customers at all times of the day throughout the year. And with the full support of everybody sitting round this table, we hope to be able to create the systems we need. Right. Now, we have quite a lot of new faces here this morning, so it's probably a good idea to start off by everybody briefly introducing themselves. Perhaps everybody could tell us something about their company, their position, and what their role in this project will be. I'll start the ball rolling. My name's Heather Church. I'm Deputy Managing Director of Worldwide Communications, directly responsible for overall communications, and I'm going to be more or less in charge of this project. So I'll be responsible for the overall planning and installation of the new systems. OK, Wilma, you're next.
Right. Well, I'm Wilma Brown. At present, I'm based in Delhi, where we're introducing international quality standards on our new Indian operations. But I'll be moving to Luxembourg next month to work on this new project. My brief is to work together with the whole team in order to develop reliable procedures for all operations.
I'm Howard Murphy, also based with Worldwide Communications. Our responsibility is to guarantee that we can provide the kind of fast and reliable connection to the web that our customers require, and to ensure customer support. And we're also responsible for data security, so we'll be working on systems to protect all data and to cater for online payments.
Hi, I'm Peter Kiefer, and I've been involved with Worldwide Communications for many years in Europe, the Middle East, and Southeast Asia. My role in this project will be to constantly monitor progress and make sure that the project goes according to plan. I'll be coordinating with Heather at head office, generally trying to make sure we do everything on time and within our budget.
I'm Danielle Price from Net2Net Incorporated. We're based in St. Paul, Minnesota, and we work in the field of domestic and international satellite services. Our services cover all kinds of data transmission, both spoken and written, and we're also involved in consultancy work in the field of systems, installations, and technical support.
Right. Well, my name's Mike Anders, and I'm from Digital X. Our main office is in Hungary, and we have a lot of experience with the Central European market. We help our customers to improve their communication systems and try to solve any problems they may have in the new business climate of this region. What we can offer is extensive knowledge of the local markets in Central Europe and the many contacts we have with the state agencies in these countries.
Okay, well, last but not least, my name's Bruce Lawson, and I work for the EU, who I'm representing in this project. We're providing considerable financial support in view of the political developments expected in the coming years, and my brief is to report back to the Commission in Brussels on the progress the project will hopefully be making.
That is the end of listening comprehension. Thank you for listening.